Hey, hola 77 up. This is the 32 podcast. I go by the name of Caesar, and today is going to be a little bit different. TGIF, thank God it's Friday, and it's going to be a little bit different today because I just wanted to discuss a couple of things that have been on my mind, and I just wanted to share some things with you guys. So it's going to be a little bit one-sided today because my partner in crime, Skinny Large, is handling business, so he's not around today. So I'll be holding down the fort, and it'll be a solo dodo mission, but I am down for the task, and I'm excited. This is episode number 2, and today is pretty much my train of thought because I'm running this solo today, so it's my train of thought. And I just wanted to discuss a couple things specifically from last week up until this week, right? So the first thing I wanted to discuss with you guys is whatever endeavor you're getting into, always remember to protect your dreams and to protect your thoughts, right? Now, the reason why I'm saying that is there are a lot of people who hang around people, and some people hang around because they can contribute to whatever you're doing. Some people are just hanging around because they just want to hang around and benefit from whatever you're doing without giving anything, right? And there's some people who are just around because they want to see you fail. Or there's some people who just want to get around and suck game out of you, man. Pause. But they want to suck game and they want to just like get whatever game you're running because you got sauce, flavor, whatever. They want to take it, right? So for me personally, when it comes to intellectual theft, or what I call intellectual theft, right? I'm a big advocate for, like, you know, just being an independent thinker. And I know nothing is new under the sun and so forth. But I look down upon people who steal other people's ideas. If you're involved in any type of intellectual theft on whatever level it is, whether you're in apparel and you're doing clothing, right down to Hollywood, entertainment, music, whatever it is, if you're known for intellectual theft, just know that Caesar does not F with you. I'm not with that. You know? You'd rather be inspired by something, but to just downright bite something with no remorse, I can't respect it. You know? I can't at all. So be mindful of who you have around. Just always be, like, you know, taking stock of the people you have around, and always be cognizant. Always be, like, conscious of people's actions and the energy, and trust your gut instinct, because your gut instinct will never lead you astray. And if you're religious or whatever higher power you pray to, just, like, you know, follow the higher power and follow the light, and you'll always, like, make sound decisions. The reason why I say that is because I've been watching a guy by the name of Omin Hellcat. And he's a YouTuber, and he's involved in real estate. He's heavy in vehicles and so forth. And he has very interesting vlogs and his thoughts and everything. He's just a futuristic thinker, a forward thinker, I should say. And I really respect his ethic. I respect what he's done. And he seems like a genuine person, and he gives and he helps people, right? But recently, everything that he has was seized by the FBI. Everything was taken. They took everything, like right down to the TVs on the wall. They took everything. And you can look it up. His name is Omi in the Hellcat. And just a synopsis of the whole thing, it's to do with streaming, right? And his argument is that the laws from 1976 when it comes to the copyright law is it doesn't cover streaming, which is a when you look at it that way, he has a good argument. But it's a question of if the lawyer or the attorney that he has, if the attorney can actually prove that point and make it, like, you know, just give it validation and make it really valid. So we're yet to see that. So yeah, it's just his whole empire, like, you know, like his like everything was seized by the FBI, and it's all because someone in the organization was leaking information or painting a certain picture to make it seem like he was operating a certain way. And he's no angel. He's said it before, but he was living legit as far as I know, right? And the information that I'm giving to you right now is credible. You can go and look it up online and just look up Omi and the Hellcat, and you'll be able to see it and follow the story, and you'll get to see where I'm coming from. So just watching this guy over, like, you know, over the period of time, and he hasn't been vlogging for too long, but just watching him and seeing everything he was doing was just, it gave me insight into what not to do when I get successful, right? And when I say get successful, your opinion or your idea of what success is could be different things. Some people think living in a one bedroom with a stove in the same room and a bed in the corner and everything is perfect, that's success to them, because where they come from, maybe they have nothing. And then some other people consider 100 million success. So I have my own goal, and hopefully I'll be able to show it to you guys and you get to witness it as I build it, right? So this young guy, because he's a young guy, right, is building what he's putting together. He put it together, but when you're putting together whatever you have, you have to be mindful and take stock, as I mentioned, of the people around you, because there'll be somebody around you who's not happy at the fact that you're the alpha male, because they want to be the alpha male. And sometimes if you, like, for example, if you have an idea, a person will steal that idea because they can't see themselves or even humble themselves to work with you and work under you, under your tutelage, right? They would rather try to do the thing on their own, and 9 out of 10 times, 10 out of 10, that thing fails, right? So Omi had all these people around him, and just watching him, I just learned what not to do when I get successful. And number one is this, right? No matter what, guys, whatever field you're in, whatever you have, whatever you're working on, when the success hits, no matter what, people can't deny, because the aura of success cannot be denied. People can smell money from a mile away. They can't deny it. And you can't stop that. You can't stop the glow when you have the glow. It's God-given. You can't stop it, baby. So embrace it, right? But one thing you do not want to do is put any emphasis on the glow. And when I say emphasis, I basically mean you're shining already. You're balling outrageous, right? Don't make the mistake that Omi made and accumulate all these things and broadcast it. Sometimes when you accumulate things and people see it, not to say you can't enjoy things, you can enjoy things, but be mindful of how you do things, because there's somebody out there who's jealous. There's somebody out there who has a sense of entitlement, and they feel whatever material things you have, positions you have, they feel that they're entitled to it. So in whatever acquisitions you're going, following through with and completing successfully, whatever business ventures and deals that you're closing and money that you're accumulating, always be mindful that a confident man works in silence. Move quietly. Get your bread, get your bag, stack up, set something aside and set it up so that your nephew can eat, your nieces can eat, your children have something to fall back on, and you can take care of people. All that extra stuff, the glow cannot be denied. People can see you're successful. But don't do the extras, because the extra garners and generates envy, and the envy manifests and it develops into hate, and the hate motivates people in a way where now the ideas that they have are now nefarious in nature, and the thought process gets very convoluted, and before you know it, they feel so entitled, and whatever narrative they have in their mind is just aligned with, yo man, I should be him, I should be her. Alright, so go look up his story, because it's something that's currently happening, and just be mindful of what's going on. Be mindful of your ideas. Protect your ideas. Some dreams are not achieved because they're shared with the wrong people, and I can attest to that. I've personally gone through that. I've gone through situations where folks would tell me that they came up with an idea And I literally am the one who drew up the whole blueprint. And it's a very awkward situation to be in. So if you know that that's the type of pedigree of people that you're dealing with, you might as well exit and just take yourself out of it, because inserting yourself into a situation like that will never generate any type of success or any completion of any goal. That's just a fact. So protect your dreams, protect your ideas, protect your goals. Because at the end of the day, personally, you can take my phone, my sneakers, my television, whatever, tablet, laptop, whatever, material things, I can get it back. The only time you might see me act out of character is when someone is involved with any type of intellectual theft. That's when I'll have an issue. You know, so that's one thing that was on my mind, right? Another thing that was on my mind is, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the girl, a young lady, I won't mention her name. It was a young girl like who some time ago threw a chair off of a balcony. I believe it was a chair. I'm not sure if it was a chair and other items, but I can honestly say a chair. And this is something that you can definitely look up. She threw the chair, and I believe they threw it down. And the condo that she was in was overlooking the Gardner Expressway or something like that, right? Now, currently, she's going to court for this. And from what I'm understanding and from what I read in the news, and this is something you can look up, majority of the charges were dropped, but one, which I believe is a misdemeanor charge. And personally, I feel that is highly unjust. Now, the angle that the lawyer of the girl is using is that she's going through anxiety, and this whole all the court proceedings are making her anxious, and it's affecting her life and her ability to follow through with the modeling gigs, right? But this is the same girl, when this initially happened and the situation was viral, that was cheesing for the cameras and smiling and being all extra, right? And all excited. And I believe, and don't quote me on this, but the same gigs that she got or she has were generated off of the notoriety that she got from throwing the chair over the balcony. So I just say, because the girl is white, right? I think to myself, if the person was a different ethnicity, first of all, would the charges be dropped and only one charge stays? And the charge that stays is something that can be brushed to the side and she can get probation? Is that fair, or should she get jail time like everybody else? Because if it was a person of color and they committed the same act, would they be getting the same treatment, or would they be getting time served, or serving time, I should say, right? So I just look at it all and I say it's kind of unfair if that's the case. And I want to understand how the judicial system works to justify the decision that they made. How do you justify, and is it on an individual basis? Like, is it different from person to person? Is the law bent depending on who you are or what kind of family you come from, your background, any financial backing, anything like that? Like, what influences the people who are prosecuting to make the decisions that they make? That's what I want to understand. So the lawyer can talk so well, he can talk them out of the charges. I don't get it. Because let's call a spade. She threw a chair down on a highway that is very busy with a lot of people, and it's a pretty active highway. At any given time, there's like multiple vehicles like going through there. It's a serious, like, you know, it's a highway. Now, even if, fortunately, no one got injured, no cars were hit, but what if, and I know we're not living in a world of what if, we're dealing with actual fact and what actually happened, but we have to look at potentially, if an accident occurred, fatalities could have been an outcome and a byproduct of the actions that she carried out. So again, I ask, is it justified and is it fair for her to get a charge that will possibly lead to just probation, and then in turn her benefit and turn around and go and do these modeling gigs and benefit financially off of something that could have resulted in something that we could have been speaking on for decades. But hey, who am I? These are just thoughts of a, like, you know, for dude, man, from around the way. I'm just thinking, like, you know, as I sit here, and I'm just speaking like it's you and me, because these are the things, or you and I should say, because my mom will be killing me, like, for anything that I mispronounce or any words that I mispronounce or anything. But these are the thoughts, and I'm just speaking like it's you and I, or let me say, thinking out loud. I think I'll call the title of this episode Thinking Out Loud. I think that's fitting. Yeah, you know what? We'll roll with that. Now, in closing, I wanted to bring up, you know, the violence in the streets and everything that's going on in between. Now, me speaking on this, I'm not involved in any criminal activity. I'm not a gang member, whether active or inactive. I'm not involved in any type of activity like that. I'm just a man willing to protect my home, my family, my loved ones, as well as myself. That's where I draw the line. I believe in my abilities to protect my people, because I believe, like, God has given me the ability and given me enough foresight and strength. But I'm just human. But in terms of principle, I love my family. I love my people. I am my brother's keeper. Now, with that being said, these young guys right now, it's not like how it was before. Everyone is generating large sums of money, a lot of money. People are getting apartments, vehicles, and so forth. Nowadays, the definition of a man is based on what he has materially, like material possessions. It's all based on money. If you have money, you're the man. You're a man, right? So when you go to a young guy, what can you tell a young guy who's clicking and ticking and making his money, paying his own bills and taking care of himself? How can you approach him and say, hey, young blood, young man, you're doing wrong, and how you guys are going about this is not right? Now, the reason I'm even bringing it up and even saying it this way is because of this. You have to understand, and hopefully someone is listening to this, and hopefully they can take this idea or reach out to me and maybe we can do it together. I don't know, but the land and the turf that you're fighting for does not belong to you. Neither does it belong to your parents or their forefathers. This is government land, right? You guys are all fighting over turf that does not belong to you guys. And that's an exercise in futility. You guys are doing all this stuff for what? I can understand that you want to take care of your family. I get it. But the actions that you guys are carrying out are not only affecting you guys, but they're affecting people in surrounding areas. Amongst the criminal element, personally, if I could create a utopia, there's nothing that's perfect in this world, but if you're down with that criminal activity, I'll create a section with specific boundaries that you can't escape and put all people who are in the criminal element all in that one, like that one section. Just segregate all the people in the criminal element and just put them in one section. Then you guys can live like it's the Wild Wild West and live how you want. And it's cool because you're all living by the same principles. You're all living by the same code. You operate the same way. So it'll work out, right? Because it's very unfair for all of your actions to spill over and affect people who are not even involved. The quality of life for people in neighboring or surrounding areas is highly compromised, and people can't even enjoy their lives. And this is all because you guys are being influenced by what you're seeing in TV, like on TV. Like anything happening across the border in the U.S., it's almost like everyone wants to imitate it. And everyone is so enamored by this gangster lifestyle. And to be quite honest with you, to be really real with you guys, being gangster is played out. You find the biggest OGs in, like, you know, from back in the day, and you find them happy, living their lives, swimming, partying, dancing, joking. They're not even on that type of time. And if you ask them, they'll tell you. If you play with them as a man, you get your shit pushed back. But if you approach him and you ask him the real deal, he'll tell you. Right? Being gangster is kind of played out, man. Being gangster is taking care of your family. Word to Meek Mill. Meek Mill said that. Being gangster is taking care of your family. Being gangster is making sure that your mom is straight. Being gangster is making sure that your baby and your wife are straight. That's being gangster. It's not gangster to run up on somebody and blow them away and take their life away and bring grief to another family. That's not gangster. Now, I understand sometimes, like, you know, the waters get muddied and this person took that person's brother and it's revenge and this is happening with that. And I can understand that. I get it. Do I condone it? No. But do I get it? Yes, I get it. But let's just look at it, and hopefully the OGs who have still have some sort of pull, some sort of influence that can reach out to these guys. And even if these guys are so splintered and there's so many different groups because they're all generating money on their own. So it's not like how it was when they were like major groups. It's like a bunch of little groups and stuff like that. And that's why it's so crazy, because everyone is stepping on everyone's toes. But if the OGs can step up, someone out there like Drake, you got the power to group up people. I know you do. Like, I'm Tory Lanez, man. You people got the power to do it. You got the ability, pulling Cardinal Official, man. Like, you know, and I'm not saying these guys are OGs from the street, but I'm just saying people of influence or people that people look up to that have enough power when they speak, they grab people's attention. And at least maybe you can grab these young guys and their young minds, because I don't see a lot of like entertainers doing anything to give back. Drake has lost a couple guys, like, you know, that are close to him, and I'm not speaking out of pocket. This is just real. It's time for this to be addressed, and it's time for people to just like start to create programs. If you know there's a deficit in the province, or if you know there's a deficit in the whole country when it comes to programs and kids are bored and they don't have anything, then introduce something that will take that off the streets and take a little bit of that pressure off. How about getting an organization and putting it together that would teach young men and young women trades that they can generate money off of, skilled trades, and they can get into it? Because even getting into a skilled trade, it costs quite a bit of money, and no one has that ability or access to that type of money. But if you provide that opportunity, I believe a lot would change. You guys have enough influence to do that. You can buy a jet, you can buy a plane, Maybach, Rolls Royce, whatever, man, you deserve that. Nothing against that. But you guys, I'm just speaking from the heart, have enough influence to reach out to these young guys and make a huge difference. So whoever hears this, keep pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. And I challenge Drake, Tory Lanez, Cardinal Official, and all other artists who are really moving and shaking and have any type of influence to really step up and let's make a difference. Let's stop trying to ignore what's going on with these young guys out here, and let's just address it for what it is. And to you young guys, to be quite honest, are you not tired of going to funerals? Are you not tired of the cold sweats and the anxiety and the nightmares because of the trigger you pulled? Are you not tired of looking over your shoulder and dealing with that paranoia? Are you not tired of just living and breathing with no worries and just existing and enjoying your life? These are just the thoughts that are on my mind. As I said, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not here to preach. This podcast is honestly genuine and from the heart. I do this because these are the things that I think about, and I'm tired of just having these discussions in private. I'm holding myself accountable. I'm not perfect. And if there's anything you want to point out about my personal character, I'm here. But now I'm bringing to the table all the things that people are scared to talk about, all the things that people try to avoid, and it's kind of sensitive. That sensitive spot, I'm touching it. Pause, but I'm touching it. So till the next time, walk tall, think rich. Don't bow your head unless in the face of God, because if you do, you drop your crown, and you do not want to do that, because you're kings and queens. Let everything you touch turn to gold, because you have the Midas touch. And just be positive. Spread love and let this resonate in your minds. So till the next episode, much love, peace, and happiness. I'll get up with you guys soon. One.